Hachette Audio presents A Cat Cafe Christmas, written by Cody Gary, read by Felicity Monroe. This book is for Dr. Caroline Standen, DVM, who took on a mess of an intern and taught her about veterinary medicine. You did so much for me and all the kitties you cared for. You are an amazing woman and friend. Thank you for everything. Chapter 1. Robin Hood is an orange tabby with gorgeous golden eyes and purrs for days, but watch out, he'll steal your heart and your food. The dark clouds drizzled misty rain as Ben Reese stepped off the curb into a crosswalk and jogged across the street. Downtown Roseville was a suburban paradise that lacked the bumper-to-bumper traffic and tall buildings of neighboring Sacramento. He hated commuting, which is why he'd been excited to take a position at Kilburn Marketing, an up-and-coming marketing firm 15 minutes from his new home. It was a far cry from his native Boston, but he expected to like the mild winters of Northern California. Not to mention it took him 3,000 miles away from the heartbreak and drama he'd left behind. As he passed by the window display of the local bank, he chuckled at the falling leaves painted on the glass. It was mid-November, that time of year when everyone was uploading posts about what they were thankful for to Instagram, just biding time until they could put up their Christmas trees. He wouldn't be doing any of that this year. In fact, he'd given up social media before making the big move from the east to the west coast, and it had done wonders for his peace of mind. While he knew it was an essential tool from a marketing standpoint, he didn't feel the need to chronicle his day via stylish pictures and goofy storytime videos, especially since he didn't have much going on except for work and home improvements on his new place. His office was a few blocks down on the left, but since it was Saturday, he wasn't heading there today. He'd come downtown to see how his new campaign was doing. The city had hired Kilburn Marketing to bring more bustle to downtown Roseville this holiday season by drawing attention to the events and unique businesses along the strip. Ben had skimmed through the list of shops on the main stretch and picked out what he hoped was a solid first spotlight, and he wanted to check out the response to this morning's ad. He rounded the corner onto 2nd Avenue, and a wave of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?